Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Lametes, Shabbos 139a, pagination page 277. We have a fascinating Gemara here about some things that might actually be permitted, but because we're worried people will take the leniency in the wrong way, we might be strict and not reveal that there actually is a leniency of some sort. Take a look at the Gemara about 11 lines from the bottom. It's as the lines start getting wide, in the middle of the line, there's a two dots. Shalchu lei b'nei bishchar. There are two widening, I'm talking about the upper one, the first one. Shalchu lei b'nei bishchar lelevi. The people of Bishchar, a place, sent a message to Levi, Big Talmud Chacham, and their question was as follows. Kila mahu, the canopy to spread it on Shabbos, what's the rule? Kishusa bekarma mahu, what is the rule of hops in a vineyard? Are the hops considered a tree or a vegetable? Is it going to be kalayim, a mixture of forbidden plantings? If it's a vegetable, you're not allowed to do it in the kerem. If it's a tree, you would be allowed. And mace be yomtif mahu, what's the rule if a person died on yomtif? Are you allowed to bury the person using non-Jews, or on the second day of yomtif, being that it's rabbinic, could we override yomtif because of the person's dignity, deterioration, etc.? Ad Ozil, in the process, Noch Nafshe de Levi, Levi had already passed away. Omar Shmuel Rav Menashia, Shmuel told Rav Menashia, Ichakimas, if you're wise enough, Sholach Luhu, you can answer the question. Sholach Luhu, so he answered them, Kila, regarding the canopy on Shabbos, Chazanu al called Sidei Kila, we analyzed it from all angles, and we can't find any reason to allow it. Ask the Gemara. We learned yesterday that there's a case where you string it up in such a way that you're simply extending it onto the poles. Why don't you give them the solution of Rami Bar Yecheskel? And the Gemara answers, and that's the theme of this piece of Gemara, Lefi she'enan b'nei Torah. Because they're not b'nei Torah. They're not knowledgeable enough in Torah to differentiate between the leniency that's legitimate and extending it. And of course, it's a curiosity, what would be in our time, where do we fall, etc. But we're being introduced to a concept where something might actually be permitted. In one case, the Mishneh Berurah writes, but don't do it in front of Amei Ha'aretz. Don't do it in front of ignorant people, because they'll think that you're violating Shabbos. Kishusa Bekarma, regarding hops in a vineyard. Irvuva, it's an illegitimate mixture. It's Kelayim. And the Gemara challenges this a bit, and says because they're not B'nai Torah, and he didn't want to give them, even though there should be some degree of leniency outside of Eretz Yisrael, because Kelayim really is Eretz Yisrael, and it's only rabbinic outside of Eretz Yisrael, and really there should be some room for leniency. He didn't want to give it. Okay, let's drop down to one line up from the bottom, in the beginning of the line. Mace, dead person, which would seem to be lo aleinu, but the most relevant in terms of halacha of across the board, these things happen, and what leniency could be employed on yomtif or second day yomtif, even something as simple as requesting the non-Jewish staff to produce the death certificate so that you could move on right after yomtif quickly and not have to get delayed. And what happens if you're walking into a weekend? What level of leniency might be permitted? Sholach Luhu, and his response was, Mace, in the case of a dead person, Lo yisasku bei, lo yehudoin, velo armoin, not Jews, not non-Jews, lo b'yom tov rishon, v'lo b'yom tov sheni. Not on first day Yom Tov, not on second day Yom Tov. He came down hard. Ask the Gemara, eini. It's not really true. V'ha'amar Rav Yehuda bar Shilas amar Rav Asi, uvda hava b'veikanishta de ma'on. There was an incident in the shul of Ma'on, a place, b'yom tov asamach l'shabbos. It was a Yom Tov that was close to Shabbos. So it was an extended weekend, as we would think of it, because it's not just one day, but it's the Yom Tov plus the Shabbos. For lo yadane milafaneh milacharea, I don't remember, I don't know if the incident was Yom Tov being on Friday or Thursday, Friday, or if it was the other way around, it was a Sunday with a Monday. Va'asu l'kamei Rabbi Yechonon, but they came in front of Rabbi Yechonon, va'amaluhu yis'asku bei amimin. He said, do it through non-Jews. They're not obligated in Shabbos. They're not obligated in Yom Tov. Use the non-Jews to help you do the burial. Va'amar Rava, and similarly we learned, in the name of Rava, meis b'yom tov rishon yis'asku bei amimin. Person needs to be buried on first day Yom Tov. Do it through non-Jews. You could take the pressure off, like we do on many, many mitzvahs. You have a case where there's a sick person. I don't mean many, that it happens so often, but in logic, they're health-related things. You would do it through a non-Jew. So here, the kavod ha'meis, the dignity of the person, should allow you to do it through the non-Jews. B'yom tov sheni, and if it's on Yom Tov sheni, second day Yom Tov, which is one level more, because the entire Yom Tov sheni in our time is minig avosenu biyodenu, it's derabbanan. Yisasku bo Yisrael, even a Jew could do the burial. Va'afilu b'yom tov sheni shel Rosh Hashanah, and even on second day Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, even though Rosh Hashanah in certain ways, the 2 days are really Yom Ha'arichta, one long day. But the Gemara says there is room for leniency to do burial on Yom Tov. And the Gemara answers on the next line, lefi she'enen b'nei Torah. Again, because they weren't b'nei Torah, and we weren't able to be lenient for them, because the whole thing would unravel if we started being lenient regarding Yom Tov, even in this case, where burial has to take place. The question is, where does that leave us? And in contemporary halacha, there really are two major different schools of thought. There was an incident, I am told, in Borough Park, years ago, where they brought a great Jew to Kvura on Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, and they had a massive levaya, and that's the way they did it, and they wrote on the matseva, on the monument, Huva l'kvura, he was brought to burial on Rosh Hashanah. And they were like really open about it, and they held that in their community, we're strong, no one's going to be lenient on Yom Tov, and they all understand that it's only because a major calculation was made. It's Yom Tov with the need for the dead person to be buried, right? All the calculations. On the other hand, there is a different approach, which is the one that we commonly practice here in the United States, based to a great extent on Reb Moshe's Tshuva, that he said, we fit this exact calculation of these people of Bishchar, who are not B'nai Torah. We are surrounded with people who don't think twice about driving in a car on Yom Tov or Shabbos. They don't think twice about using a phone on Yom Tov or Shabbos. And he says, you do this, and this is a direct violation of what the Gemara was teaching us, that by B'nai Bishchar, you should be careful and you shouldn't do it. Couple that with the fact that he learns that the reason we're lenient here is not because we're in a rush to bury the person, which is the way some people learn, but he learns because of sirchon, because of deterioration, and the body will become smelly, and it's not kavod ha'meis, it's not dignity. But today, when generally the body is in a fridge and can be held for days, so the downside of doing it on Yom Tov is so significant, I would find that even the family would say that we'd rather have a dignified burial, wherever where the relatives could come and travel and everything else, we'd rather wait until after Yom Tov. But this Gemara of taking into consideration that the people around us might misunderstand the leniency is a powerful eye-opener. Even if a leniency does exist, sometimes you can't do it because it'll give the wrong impression. Shikarach, have a great day.